Hello, Mattoon Middle School parents and guardians. Welcome to the Principal Podcast for the week of Saturday, October 7th through Friday, October 13th, 2017. Let's open up by looking at a few dates upcoming school-wide. First off, there is no school on Monday the 9th for Columbus Day. Picture Retakes Day is going to be all day on October 11th. Friday the 13th is the annual Parent Pack Bonfire, which occurs from 3:30 to 6 o'clock outside Mattoon Middle School on the playground area. Admission is free to that event, as is the entertainment. There will be concessions for sale that day. Friday the 13th also marks the end of first quarter. Report cards will be available for pickup at the October 19th and 20th conferences. And our annual cookie dough fundraiser is underway. That started just yesterday before the kids left. The kids with that cookie dough fundraiser have unbelievable opportunities to win prizes, at the same time making money for Mattoon Middle School. The flyers were sent home with the students yesterday, and attached to this week's message will be a letter that provides important links that you can search online. Get yourself registered for some opportunities there. There's also some important dates for sales and deadlines, and there's also information regarding prizes that the kids can win. As I did mention, that October 19th and 20th dates, those are the student-led conferences date. If you have not scheduled your appointment, please reach out to your child's team to see what times are open for those 2 days. The conferences will run from 1 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. on the 19th, and then from 9 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the 20th. We do offer free transportation to the conferences, so if you need a ride, just let us know and we will be happy to get you there and home again. Cross-country teams will be readying themselves for the Normal Parkside Sectional, which is tomorrow, October 7th at noon at Maxwell Park in Normal. Qualifying runners would then advance to the state race following the following weekend, and that's going to be in Normal as well. We do participate in 3A, and the girls' race is going to start at 12:30 p.m., with athletes reporting no later than 12:15, and then the Class 3A boys' race will start at 1:15 p.m., and athletes are to report no later than 1 o'clock. There are only two girls' basketball contests this week, as the blue team will be hosting Casey at 4:30 on Tuesday, the 10th, and also will be hosting Urbana at 4:30 on the 12th. I do have a ton of boys' basketball tryout information, so everybody get their pencils ready. 6th grade boys will be eligible to try out for the 7th grade gold team. This is the first time in my years at Mattoon Middle School that 6th graders have had a chance to participate, so we are super excited to add this new opportunity for them. Tryouts for 6th grade boys will be in the early morning from 6:30 a.m. to 7:50 a.m. on Monday, October 16th in the Hass Gym, and Tuesday the 17th in the Wildcat Gym. 7th graders will try out for blue and gold teams on the 16th from 3:40 to 5:15 in the Hass Gym, Tuesday the 17th from 5:15 to 7:15 in the Hass Gym, and Wednesday the 18th from 6:30 in the morning to 7:50 in the Wildcat Gym. And then our 8th graders will also have an opportunity to try out for blue and gold teams on Monday the 16th from 5:15 to 6:45 p.m. in the Hass Gym, on the 17th from 3:45 to 5:15 p.m. in the Hass Gym, and then on the 18th from 6:30 a.m. to 7:50 a.m. in the Wildcat Gym. All persons trying out must have a current physical, they need to have all of the other required paperwork turned in, and they must be in attendance at school on the days of the tryouts. All paperwork can be attained in the main office from the athletic secretary. It appears that 7th grade trio students will be meeting on the 13th at 8:30 in the cafeteria, and there will be an 8th grade girls group meeting in the conference room at 11:05 on October 11th. The Mattoon Middle School Halloween dance is scheduled for Friday, October 27th from 4 to 6. It is a costume dance, but costumes are not required to attend. Tickets will be available that week during lunches for $5 and then at the door for $6. Folks, I don't mean to beat the drum about this, but if you haven't signed up for the free text app for Mattoon Middle School, then simply you're missing out. I will use yesterday's fire drill as a perfect example. Following our fire alarm, I was able to get information out to 403 families regarding our incident in just seconds. 403 families is a great number, but we have 735 students here at Mattoon Middle School, and simply that math just doesn't add up. And here's why it's important that you get signed up for this. The information that you receive comes directly from me. I am the primary resource for information coming out of the building, and so that's going to come directly from me. No rumors, no hearsay, And no additional need to call Mattoon Middle School to learn about an event, because you're going to get it from me. Everyone in your family can get the messages if they sign up. Aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins, and even the students, which I encourage them to get signed up for it as well. You don't have to share your number with me, but you get immediate information from me on not only fire alarms, but also schedule changes, reminders on upcoming events, and cancellations. If you text, it just makes sense to get signed up. Folks, that's going to do it for me this week. If there's district information you're looking for, you're always welcome to check out the district website at www.mattoon.k12.il.us. Or you can follow Mattoon Schools on Facebook at Mattoon Community Unit School District 2. If there's other information you're looking for not included in this week's message specific to Mattoon Middle School, well, then you can always give me a call here at MMS at 238-5800, or you can email me at jeremysmith@mattoon.k12.il.us. Have a great week, everyone. Enjoy the long weekend, and as always, go Wildcats!